want you to, you know, get comfortable. You can shut your eyes, relax into your body. And playfully in your mind, there's really nothing for you to do but listen to my voice and play along. And in your mind, playfully see yourself standing, and you might just imagine a hula hoop at your feet. And I invite you to picture this hula hoop coming up. You're in the middle, so it's not actually touching you, but it's a nice circular space around you. I want you to imagine it just about your hips and spinning. And as it's spinning, imagine that there's red, beautiful red. You can just imagine the spinning of this hoop and beautiful red energy between you and the hula hoop. And play with this imagination. Maybe you see it as deep as a foot wide, or maybe just a couple of inches, or maybe just an inch like the hula hoop. It's all good. Just imagine this movement around your body. Imagine this hula hoop just spinning and spinning. Imagine the hula hoop coming up just a little bit. And now, it's spinning and you're imagining the red still from your hips. And now you're getting a beautiful orange. My phone, did I just hear it? Somebody locked out?
What are the two of them?
Sorry, guys. Apparently somebody needs to work on red and orange for a while. I heard it. There it is. Okay, so just play with this again. Go right back. So you got this hula hoop going around you now, and you've got orange around the hips, and then you've got some beautiful orange around your lower abdomen. And imagine this hula hoop coming up even a little higher, right around the solar plexus, up around the rib cage, and you see that beautiful red and that vibrant orange. Now we're going into a wonderful yellow. And remember, you're just playing with your imagination. And you want this hula hoop to be spinning, 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 and these beautiful colors encircling you. And check it out. How are you doing imagining the yellow? Is it a vivid, beautiful, sunny yellow? Does it feel good to you? Maybe you're having trouble picturing yellow. Just knowing that your energetic field responds to the mind. And so even in your attempt, even in the playful imagination of this, you're actually supporting in a loving way your body. And now fully aware of these beautiful colors encircling you, bring your hula hoop up a little bit higher to the heart area, coming up maybe all the way to the collarbone, and imagining a gorgeous green for the heart chakra, beautiful green. And maybe you even get a bigger sense of that hula hoop spinning and these gorgeous colors surrounding you. Just remembering you're just playing. There's really nothing to accomplish, nothing to get right or wrong. Just an opportunity to spend time with your energetic field in a loving way. And imagine the hula hoop coming even taller now, higher around the throat. Maybe all the way up to the lips or the nose. And seeing a beautiful blue around the throat. Maybe a gorgeous turquoise. Or even a deep blue. Maybe a sky blue. Just imagine the spinning. This energy encasing your body. Just in taking a moment to bring your attention to it, to imagine, to intend the color. It's a loving thing to do for your field. And you're still very conscious and aware of all the colors around you. Even as the little hoop goes higher now, up all the way to the top of your head. And here you have a beautiful, almost a fuchsia, but it's a purplish. See what color you get here going. And you might even feel a light sensation in your forehead. And you've just got this hula hoop spinning. And maybe it's more of a violet. You think of the pretty little flowers, the violets. Maybe it's a deep purple for you. Maybe it goes more into a little bit of a fuchsia color. Or somewhere in between. You can almost sense all the different hues in that color. In that violet. Now the hula hoop go even a little above your head, about a foot above your head. Spinning. Imagining white. Beautiful white coming down now. And in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a very deep breath, pulling the color with your breath through the very core of you. And you pull all these colors up through the core of you, out through the top of your head, and it's just like a rainbow sprinkling down on you. So as you're ready, just inhale deeply, pulling red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, white, and just have it sparkle and sprinkle and rain down on you. Become very aware of your body, what you sense, what you feel, or what you're visualizing, or what you're thinking. Just tune in to where you are right in this moment. And taking a breath. And then gently coming back to me now. Okay, wiggle it back. All right, so you're ready and we'll just tap. Even though. Some chakras. I can feel. And some I can't. And sometimes I can visualize. And sometimes I can't.
All the ways.
I want to support.
My energetic body.
And all the ways.
All the ways.
I'm not sure if I am.
Can't see it.
Can't always feel it.
Maybe I'm getting it wrong.
Maybe there's so much
that I don't really understand.
I'm pretty sure.
Everybody else
is getting it right. And I don't really trust
my sense of energy.
My sense of chakras.
My sense
that I can contribute.
To my overall divinity.
Health.
I don't know if I can do it.
I barely manage
the physical.
I don't know how to play.
Powerfully.
With confidence.
With the energetic.
That's for other people.
That's for other people.
People that can see.
People that can feel.
I don't get it.
I'm not able to do it.
Sounds nice.
Sounds really nice.
I'd like to be showered.
In rainbow energy.
Every day of my life.
But I won't fit it in.
I can't do it.
Not on my own.
All the ways.
I have
a beautiful
auric field,
whether I'm paying attention or not.
All the ways.
There's so much more to me
than I know.
And I'm seeking
a deep forgiveness
of all parts of me,
blocking energy,
blocking flow,
blocking power.
I'm desiring
to be balanced
in my mind,
in my thoughts,
in my energy,
in my intention,
in my giving and receiving.
No, I'm not.
I never think of that.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could desire
balance.
If I could desire.
I could allow.
If I could invite.
A whole new frequency.
Where all aspects of me
became balanced.
Not with the past.
But with my potential.
With the new energies on earth.
With the expanding consciousness.
That's what I want.
I want the machine.
The magic pill.
The specific prayer.
The unique tap.
That aligns all of me.
The parts that I know about.
And all of the mystery.
That I don't grasp yet.
That all together.
Creates me.
Oh, I can't go there.
I'm all about
how hard it's been.
The suffering.
The challenge.
The learning.
The uphill work.
I don't know how to just shift.
In frequency.
In vibration.
In congruence
with all aspects of my being,
so that I
am moving powerfully
forward
into
the light,
forgiveness,
acceptance,
inspiration,
creativity.
Receiving.
Powerfully receiving.
I don't know how to accept the good.
Without creating a little bit of pain.
Even though suffering.
Limitation.
Blocks.
Are my familiar patterns.
Energetically.
Emotionally.
Physically.
Mentally.
I'm seeking a new experience.
Of me.
I'm seeking
a new way.
Of moving forward.
Of journeying.
Into congruence.
With my higher self.
I'd like to know.
What the heck am I doing here?
And all that I've learned.
And all that I've cleared.
And all the desire I have created.
And all that I have given.
And all that I have allowed myself to receive.
What's next?
What's the point?
Where am I going?
When I began.
It was all about getting out of suffering.
And now,
I'm not sure.
That is leading me.
Guiding me.
Any longer.
And I'm not sure where I am.
And I'm not sure where I'm supposed to go.
I speak of
being happy.
Being delighted.
Feeling safe.
living.
Living.
My purpose.
My purpose.
My calling.
My calling.
But the truth is, I don't know what that would look like.
I don't know what that would look like.
I don't know how to find, the frequency.
Frequency.
The vibration,
vibration
of somewhere
I've never been.
And when I do manage,
to taste it,
to feel it,
it's always fleeting.
And I'm seeking,
An energetic overhaul,
so that I might align, not just with power.
Not just with power, but with grace.
Not just spiritually.
Not just through my
mind.
Not just through my heart.
But through all my energy centers.
I want to be an expression
of a higher level of me. And yet I've never thought
of what that is.
I know about goals.
I know how to measure
success
in the most common of ways.
And yet I've never considered.
Who would I be?
What would it feel like?
To be a perfect expression.
Of the best of me.
In all energy.
In all conversation.
In all exchange.
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I am changing.
Out of the paradigm.
Where I have to escape.
Pain.
Out of the paradigm.
Where I'm prompted.
Through suffering.
To seek a different experience.
I want to create
vibrational congruence
with excelling
at being
the best me.
Not on paper.
Not in business.
But in every moment.
In every exchange.
Alone with my thoughts.
With someone else.
In a new situation.
In an old situation.
In new possibilities.
In coming to terms
with old mistakes.
I'd like to imagine
a higher frequency
throughout all of my
expression.
That part of me I can see.
The part that I feel.
And all the mysterious parts.
That make me uniquely me.
I don't know if I'm ready to meet them.
Love them.
Trust them.
I've been believing.
The suffering comes from somewhere.
And I'm in resistance.
And I'm in judgment.
And I only know
how to connect to the wounded parts.
The unforgivable parts.
The frustrated parts.
It never occurred to me
that the delight I am seeking
exists within me.
That I am the light
I'm looking for.
Wouldn't it be nice
if this tapping
gave me an energetic overhaul?
And my mind
could be invited to play
with a new paradigm of thoughts.
A new thought framework.
Of what is possible.
All the good that exists within me.
There's so much good within me.
But I haven't spent any time
poking around in that.
I only look at the pain.
The lack.
The misstepping.
The misalignment.
Wouldn't it be delightful?
If I was suddenly incongruent,
vibrationally,
mentally,
emotionally,
spiritually,
energetically,
with all the good
that is me,
I desire
a new paradigm
beginning
with my own thoughts
of me.
Big breath.